You are tuned to WKUFLP Flint, 94.3 FM, and welcome to our 50th anniversary tribute to the Beatles, Abbey Road. Released in the U.S. on October 1, 1969, the recording sessions for Abbey Road were the last in which all four Beatles participated. I'm Xavier B.
And I'm Southern Belle, joining him on this tribute to Abbey Road.
And I know you are a big fan of the Beatles, even though you are in your early 20s, but that's great, though.
I grew up listening to them. Like, I grew up listening to classic rock, and the Beatles were on all the time. I remember hearing it around my house a lot. Like, I distinctly remember as a kid hearing Octopus's Garden a lot and just humming it around my house. Like, I have memories of doing this.
Okay. Yeah, I became a fan when I was a kid, too, watching the Beatles cartoon on WXON out of Detroit, Channel 20. Yep, watching Yellow Submarine and all that good stuff. Yep.
My parents humored me and gave me, like, Beatles CDs for, like, Christmases and birthdays. Like, here, you can go back to the 60s and we'll just let you exist there and be happy.
That's kind of cool because my brother, one of my older brothers, for Christmas when I was maybe 12 or 13, he bought me the Beatles 1967 and 1970, the double album.
Okay.
On vinyl.
I remember what you're talking about. And I even, like, I sorted through my parents' albums, and I remember finding Abbey Road and just kind of staring at it for a little while, too.
Did you just stare at it, or did you listen to it, too?
Our record player wasn't working, so I stared at it and then put it in its proper alphabetical place.
Okay. Nice. So we appreciate you guys joining us. We will be here for the next hour, like I said, playing the Beatles album in its entirety and also sharing our thoughts on the Beatles and sharing some fun facts as well.
The first song is coming to you, and that is Come Together.
Yeah. attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Thank you.
31, Maxwell stands alone. Painting testimonial pictures, oh, oh, oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. The judge does not agree, and he tells them so.
Okay, as we continue our tribute to Abbey Road, that was Maxwell Silver Hammer. Before that, Something, and we started off the set with Come Together.
Come Together is an interesting song, because where I'm from in Georgia, I hear more of the Aerosmith version than I hear of the Beatles version of it, which is weird when you're expecting a Beatles song, but then you hear Steven Tyler singing.
That's surprising that you hear that more than the Beatles version, because they start out the same, and then you hear, like you said, Steven's like, hey, I'm expecting to hear John. What's going on?
Uh-huh. And you're just like, well, guess I'm listening to Aerosmith instead of the Beatles. I actually don't get a ton of Beatles anymore, and it makes me sad. I get, more modern versions of them, and I'm like, no, let's go back to the classics, please.
I hear you, yeah. Are you talking about, classic rock radio in general?
Yeah, it's moving more into, the 80s now, and it's no. Go back to the 60s, please.
I agree. Yeah, because I was listening to a classic rock station recently, and it was they played maybe one or two 60s songs, maybe, but I was hearing a lot of 70s, 80s, and some of the stations have been playing 90s stuff, but I think that's too new for my taste.
Yes. I'm okay with some 90s being a Nirvana fan, but I agree. If you're playing a classic rock station, you need to be 80s and earlier.
I agree. Totally, totally. We're going to take a quick break for some underwriting, but when we return, more from the Beatles, Abbey Road, so stick with us.
Support for WKUF comes from the Good Beans Cafe, 328 North Grand Traverse. Telephone number 237-GOOD. Constantly supporting community, culture, and the arts. The Good Beans Cafe.
You are tuned to WKUF, and welcome back to our 50th anniversary tribute to the Beatles, Abbey Road. I'm Xavier B.
And I'm Southern Belle, and the next song you'll be hearing is Oh Darling.
Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around, because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden in the shade. Swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
You just listened to Octopus's Garden, and before that was Oh Darlin'. I like Octopus's Garden. It's, like I said earlier, it's a song I listened to a lot as a kid because it seems like such a kid-friendly song.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were more tolerable of that than Yellow Submarine.
Okay. And then, two little fun fact, that was the second and last solo composition by Ringo for the Beatles. The first was Don't Pass Me By from the White Album.
That's cool. I think I played the White Album in its entirety, like one of my first shows here. So I appreciate that.
Nice.
And the next song you'll be hearing, it was actually the first song recorded for Abbey Road, but it was one of the last songs to be finished, which was on August 20th, 1969. And it was the last time all four Beatles were together in the studio. And if you guessed that the song was I Want You, She's So Heavy, you're correct.
I want you so bad. She's so
thank you.
And we just heard I Want You, She's So Heavy. And Southern Belle, I don't know about you, but every time I hear that song, I can never figure out, because you know it's got that cold ending?
Yes.
For like maybe 3 minutes, it's playing those chords over and over, and then just suddenly stops. I'm always thinking, it's like, okay, it's about to stop next, and then it goes on for like maybe 5 or 10 more of those chords.
And you're like, all right, well, I guess I'm stuck here for the next 3 minutes while this song finishes out playing.
You know what? I was thinking about this yesterday. This would have been kind of like a cool musical chairs song as far as figuring out when it ends.
Yes, that'd be really cool, but also really frustrating. Because you're like, okay, is it going to end? Is it going to end? Nope, we're still going? All right, let's keep going.
Dang, yep. So that completes side one of Abbey Road, so we're about to flip that bad boy over and start side number two.
But before we do that, you are tuned in to WKUF LP Flint 94.3 FM. And in case you weren't aware, this is the 50th anniversary tribute to Abbey Road by the Beatles. And the next song is Here Comes the Sun, which was written by George at the country house of his friend Eric Clapton.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Is round.
You just heard Because, and before that was Here Comes the Sun. Here Comes the Sun is actually on our WKF website as one of my favorite songs, and I have it there because it's one of those songs, like, you listen to it and you kind of can't help but smile as the song goes on, and I particularly like listening to it as winter's ending because it's like, all right, I get to see sunshine again soon. It's like, nice. The sun is finally coming back.
Nice, because... you were talking about how he wrote this at the country house of Eric Clapton, George did, because he was supposed to be at a meeting, like a business meeting at Apple Records, pardon me. And he's like, later for that, I'm going to go write a song.
Do you blame him, though?
Not at all.
Country house with Eric Clapton or a business meeting with stuffy executives?
Oh, yeah, easy choice. And he made the right one. Now, Southern Belle, did you happen to know that John and Paul, because they were like the power in the band. So John, he wanted Abbey Road to be self-contained songs. And Paul and George Martin, their producer, it was their idea to do like the medley. So there was a compromise where side one were the self-contained songs and then a big part of side two was the medley.
That's really cool. So they wanted it to kind of tell a story and fit together.
Exactly. Now, speaking of the medley, we're about to kick that off with You Never Give Me Your Money.
Out of college, money spent. Yeah.
All right, as part of the Beatles medley on side two of Abbey Road, we heard She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. Also, Polythene Pam. Before that, Mean Mr. Mustard, Sun King. And we started things off with You Never Give Me Your Money. We were talking early on the show about classic rock radio, how they have gone, they've been kind of like narrow casting, like as far as like the big time, you know, commercial FM stations, you know, playing like the tried and true, the stuff that you hear over and over and over. But one of the cool things about WKUF, where we go deep, as far as classic rock and, you know, just music in general. And we'll play the Beatles medley and a lot of other stuff off our Abbey Road as well and some of the other deep cuts from the Beatles catalog. So.
And I appreciate that. And let me tell you, if I never hear Stairway to Heaven again, it'll be too soon.
Side note, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that because I was listening to that on the way home from Metro Detroit Saturday night and I actually left it on. So, you know, off the air, Southern Belle, we were talking about our theories about why the Beatles broke up.
That's never something that's been fully confirmed, has it? Like, have they ever really fully confirmed why they broke up?
I think maybe, you know, you hear the one common thing, but I think that's been debunked, but you still hear people saying it, repeating it, that Yoko broke up the Beatles, and I just think that's a bunch of garbage, you know?
Yeah, no, I think that's the theory you hear the most. It's like, oh, it's Yoko's fault. It's Yoko's fault. The band hated her. They didn't want her around. It's like, no, there's always more to the story than what you're going to get from...
Right, because I think saying that Yoko broke up the Beatles is a simple answer to a complex question.
Yes, I would agree with that statement.
Now, I would agree that there was tension with her being around and being in the studio because up until Yoko, they had a rule where there were no girlfriends or wives in the studio when they were recording. And then she's there, you know, and it's like, hey, we had a pact. What the hell is going on? You know,
you're breaking our bond, you're breaking our trust, and you're breaking our patience.
Yep. And then also, too, she was giving her input as far as, you know, suggestions. It's like, nobody asked you.
Ooh, I can see, like, especially with Paul, how he might have a problem with that. He's right. Like, no, this is my music, my songs. You don't get to tell me how to do it.
Right. And then, too, also, I think the beginning of the end for the Beatles was when their manager, Brian Epstein, died in 1967. So they were kind of like rudderless. And Paul, he kind of took some of the reins as far as organizing things. And I've heard accounts of where the other Beatles thought he was being a little too bossy, even though that wasn't his intent, because he just wanted to keep things going. So I think that was part of it. And then, like I was saying off the air, too, the emergence of George Harrison is a formidable songwriter in his own right. I think that had a big part of it, too, because I think he was getting tired of having just one or two of his own songs on each Beatle album. You know, he was like, forget this, because if you think about it, the first solo album he did after the Beatles broke up was All Things Must Pass, which was a 3-record set. So that tells you that he had a lot of stuff
backstored.
Exactly.
Yep, he just wanted to be recognized for what he could do.
Exactly. And if, in case you're just tuning in, we are paying tribute to the Beatles' Abbey Road, the 50th anniversary of one of the landmark releases in rock music. And what's coming up next, Southern Belle?
What is up next is Golden Slumbers.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, I will sing a lullaby.
That was The End. Before that was Carry That Weight, and before that was Golden Slumbers. And, well, we're drawing to the end here on our tribute to Abbey Road.
Yes. And you know what? Those last three parts of the medley, that's like the Beatles at their best to me. And actually, I got a chance to see Paul at Little Caesars Arena back in 2017.
That's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Seeing a Beatle live in concert. Awesome. And he put on like a three-hour show.
That doesn't surprise me.
And he closed with Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight in the End. So it was like hearing that live after all these years of hearing it on the Abbey Road album, the peak of awesomeness.
I understand what you're saying. That's really cool.
Yep. And then also, too, in case you guys missed part of the show or just want to hear it again, you can actually visit WKUF.FM and go to the schedule section of the page, and you can find out when we'll be playing the Abbey Road tribute again.
Here's a fun fact for you guys.
What do you got?
The album cover of Abbey Road actually supposedly has representation behind it, with each of the four Beatles representing something different.
Okay, so who was John supposed to be?
He was the priest-like figure due to his being more popular than Jesus comment.
Alrighty, and how about Ringo?
Ringo was the Undertaker, I believe.
Boom. Move to the front of the class.
There we go.
All right. And how about Paul?
He was the corpse because he wasn't wearing any shoes.
There you go. And what about George?
He was the gravedigger because he is dressed more casually than everybody else.
Awesome. And then you were talking something I did not know about, but it makes total sense, about accidents.
So there's apparently a lot of accidents that happen on Abbey Road because people try to recreate the iconic picture, but it's actually a working intersection that's a fairly busy intersection. So accidents happen.
So, Southern Belle, you had a fun fact about the end, right?
I did. Ringo actually had to be convinced to play a drum solo on it because for years he'd resisted any attempts the others throw at him to get him to play a drum solo. But I think he realized, since it was probably their last record, he consented to play a 15-second drum break on the end after much prodding from his bandmates.
And I mean, I'm glad they talked him into it because it's an awesome drum solo. And speaking of the end, we're just about at the end of our Abbey Road tribute. I'm Xavier B.
And I'm Southern Belle.
And we appreciate you guys sitting in for this 50th anniversary tribute to the Beatles' Abbey Road. And you have any final words, Southern Belle?
I hope you guys enjoy this and get a new appreciation for the Beatles.
I hope so, too. And wrapping up our tribute is the final track on the album. This is Her Majesty.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.